Hey guys, I just wanted to give you a little bit of bonus stuff for this first week. I introduced the scriptures to you, and I wanted to give you a couple more ideas and introduce you to how to study the Bible in case you really want to dive in. You don't need to wait for each week's new lesson and such to get into the Word, make it your daily bread. And here's a couple of tips for you. One other thing you can do besides this series to help you grow in Christ is to listen carefully to the message on Sunday at your home church. Take notes. Write down the scriptures that your pastor or whoever was preaching on, and make those your study for the week. Get into those scriptures, read the whole passage, maybe even read the whole book, read the whole story or whatever it was that was being preached. That makes for a great Bible study. When you do get into your Bible, if you're brand new to reading the Bible, don't be uncomfortable or afraid that you don't know where to find things. It's a long, long book. It's got 66 books in it. Some of them are much longer than other books. So don't worry that you don't know how to find things here. I use the NASB, the New American Standard Bible. It's my favorite translation because it doesn't offer a lot of interpretation when they translate from the original languages. And I like to just read it and let the Holy Spirit guide me in understanding it. But look, I have a table of at the beginning of the Bible. It tells you where things are. This is right at the beginning of every Bible. Don't be embarrassed that you have to use that. I did when I was new. I had no idea where things was. I thought the book of Job was the book of Job. I thought, oh man, what they're going to teach me how to get a job or something like that. I mean, I had no idea. At the back of the Bible, most every Bible has what's called a concordance. And here's what that, when you get in here, it has words, not every single word that shows up in the Bible, but some really big words. So if you want to study a word like you want to look at, I don't know, let's see what we got on here. You want to study doors. You can look every major scripture that has the word door in it. See that? It shows you where to look it up. And on a wild adventure of studying words, I recommend studying words like love and words like joy, words like peace. Read every scripture that has those words in it and see what you could get from it. Also in the back, if you're reading stories and, you know, they're listing cities that don't exist anymore. Some of them do, but a lot of them don't. In the back, it'll be maps like this, and it'll show you where things are at different periods of time. Remember, written over the course of more than 1,500 years. So there's a lot of different places, locations change names. So most maps will tell you what time period they're about and such. Whatever it is that you do, that's just the beginning. I'll have more information for you later on to really get deep into the Word. Whatever you do, just begin reading the Word and studying the Word. You'll benefit from it, and your spirit will love you for it.